Well, Rory, semi-final done. Heading to the Aviva in a few weeks' time. You must be delighted.
Delighted, that was the aim when we played Oliver Bond here in the first round. That was the aim, and we've achieved it. But when you get there, you'd be greedy and you want to win it. So that's what we want to do.
And home ties the whole way through. It certainly helps with the crowd. But Derry City taking a very early lead, 8th minute, and off to a great start. But the 2-1 scoreline would suggest tight, but it really wasn't.
Well, it leaves you open a counter-attack, which they broke on us late on. Leaves you open to a counter-attack, a long throw, a free kick, whatever. So we were never comfortable in the game. I would have liked this at 2-0 to be slightly more professional and really rammed it home. But the players have been exceptional throughout the season and deserve huge credit. And it's something for us all to look forward to now.
So when you take over managerial reins at a big club like Derry City, where you played and you've been involved in finals where you've won, lost, now you're going to manage for the first time, Ray. Very proud. I just got a hug of your father. He says, from Riga to the Aviva, that proudness must seep through to yourself as well.
Hi, of course, it's going to be a very proud moment. It's something very early on in my playing career that I knew I wanted to go into. So we're here now. We have to grasp the moment and try and go to Dublin and empty Derry out. Try and get as many people down from Derry. I'm sure there'll be huge interest in it and try and paint the Aviva red and white and try and pick up a trophy. That's the aim.
And ex-Derry City player, managing Derry City, Patrick McElhinney, the club captain, be a seriously proud moment in his history to hold that aloft. I know it's a few weeks away, but this is what the fans now are looking for, aren't they?
That's it. A Chantal boy captain his hometown club and leading the team out and hopefully lifting the trophy at the end. That's what it's all about. That's what we'll try and do. We know it's going to be a very tough ask no matter who we get. So, onwards and upwards, and we kick on now to Friday.
We talk about the squad, Rory, because there's a few league games to go second. You know, you're still in there fighting for it. But the next few games now is a marker for the players to put down to say, I want my final spot.
Aye, that's it. But there's bigger games. Our next game's the biggest game. That's the way we've always treated it. People won't be playing for cup final places. They'll be playing to try and win that game that we're in. The cup final will look after itself.